This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Happy Monday morning. We are back on the Michael Coolidge Show every Monday morning, Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Today we have Steve Scow and myself, Malia Cuevas. Happy to be here on Monday. How you doing, Steve?
Fantastic. How about yourself, Malia?
Great. It was a beautiful weekend, and we're ready for another fabulous week. And today we're going to be looking at some special things that people may be thinking about as they get closer to retirement. Of course, as always, every Monday morning at 9:30, we do this segment, and we do at the end, we'll be having our Klaus quiz question of the week. So all our listeners need to be listening for information throughout. We might say something significant, and we'd like you to be able to answer that question. For today will be a gift card, $25 gift card for Best Buy. So please listen closely. Also, throughout our broadcast, if you have any questions, please call 815-398-WROK, and we'll be happy to answer any retirement-related questions. So today we're going to start off with talking about your 401k statement, and that's something that, or your retirement plan statement, you get every single quarter at a minimum, might be emailed or physically mailed, and definitely you get a summary every single year. Some people say, I haven't even seen one in years. Well, that's probably because they're not opening up their emails or their mail,
true,
right?
True, Malia.
So you know, I get clients coming in all the time who are saying, maybe I should have you take a look at this. I made my allocations 10 years ago. I'm not really sure if things are where they need to be. And how often should I really be looking at this? So, Steve, what do you tell these people as they come in?
Well, that's a good point, Malia. Actually, I mean, for most people, I think that when the markets are going up, then they look at every statement. When the markets are going down, if they have a long time to retirement, they probably shove them in the drawer, as you mentioned, don't even look at them, which, from an investment standpoint, to maintain an investment strategy, sometimes that's not such a bad idea. But on average, if you're within 10 years of retirement, you should be looking at it at least annually. And if you are more than 10 years away, I would say at least every couple of years. The reason that I suggest that time frame is that way you're still keeping in line with the investment strategy and the choices you made. It has been proven that over the course of time, though, by rebalancing and reallocating on an annual basis, that can actually help your performance. And that's, again, where you always hear us advocate working with a professional to help guide you. I think that professional not only needs to know investing in general, obviously, but also it helps if they have an idea and know what your goals and objectives are to be able to help guide you along.
Well, those retirement plans, those choices that our clients have in their portfolio available to them, they don't stay stagnant, do they? I mean, oftentimes those plans kind of get revamped.
Most definitely, yeah. You will see changes occasionally with investment choices. You know, as we talked about a week or two ago with regard to those target date or lifestyle type funds, those change. So it is good to review your strategy. Usually, again, we're suggesting it on an annual basis at the very least, just to make adjustments accordingly. But by no means are we suggesting you try and time the market or, significantly change what your goals and objectives were unless your targets are changing.
And I would imagine and this is what I see, as people are within a 2-3 year mark of actually saying, I am going to retire and start taking money from my investments, those last couple years could be actually critical if they are not watching where they're at with their contributions, where the market is headed at that point. I think starting to taper off probably in the 5-year window with more allocations towards, a little more conservative probably makes sense.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think the last thing we want to see what happens to clients is that they're all set for retirement and whoops, something changed in the market. And suddenly their advisors are telling them, well, I think you need to work a few more years now. And that's not what any of us want to hear. Or it's not an option to work part-time. It's a necessity.
Yeah. And in fact, we see that, as you pointed out, at various times where maybe a couple are trying to catch up from those years of college expenses and the other what-ifs of life. And, you know, they're trying to be more aggressive in not only what they're contributing to save taxes, but also in how they're investing to try and catch up. And while that will have worked over the last 5 or 6 years, obviously this year that could have been devastating for somebody that fired out of the gates towards the end of 15, early 16 and panicked, as you pointed out, especially if you're within a couple of years of retirement. So it is important to review that process. And you don't want to review it on a daily basis to make adjustments, but at least on a quarterly basis when you're within, you know, a year or two especially. And again, at least annually when you're within 5 years would make sense.
Absolutely. I think when we're looking at planning for investing for retirement, there's probably some things we need to make sure that we don't do. And you've already highlighted one of those today, which is obviously don't try to time the market. That is easier said than done. A lot of people have colleagues, perhaps, that do play in the market. And I know for myself, I have friends who do things in the market, and they only tell me about their successes, not on the days when they're not doing well. So I think, you know, that's definitely an important point, that you can't try and time the market, even though you fundamentally know you need to stay invested. People see gains and they want to take them sometimes. So I know that's definitely one thing we don't want to do. Another item we usually talk about here is not putting your eggs all in one basket, which I think Steve can define what we really mean by that.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, when we're talking about not having all your eggs in one basket, what we're really talking about there is don't have 100% of your retirement money in equities or in fixed income or sitting in cash. That's really what we mean by investment diversification, is the allocation of your invested dollars to be able to spread that out and address your risk levels so that you will stay with the strategy through ups and downs in the markets, which are normal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think when we have the different choices in our plans, we need to be very careful which choices we do pick up.
Very true. With that, I think we'll go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back with our next questions.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Welcome back to Money in Motion. Just a reminder, listeners, if you have some retirement questions, please feel free to call either Steve or myself this morning at 815-398-WROK. And also, please listen to the end of our show, where we're actually into this segment going to ask you our Klaus Quiz question of the week. This week, we're giving away a $25 gift card for our favorite place, Best Buy. So listen carefully. Now, Steve and I were just discussing things not to do when you invest. He talked about not trying to time the market, not putting your eggs all in one basket. Another thing we've alluded to, and we actually discussed last week, was about in your retirement plan, normally a lot of the matching contributions that you will receive in there will be in company stock. And this is an area we actually had a listener call in last week about. So many companies will match those contributions within your plan, which are wonderful. But over time, because that accumulates, people tend to get too much into that one category of employee stock. And I have to say, no matter how great a company you work for and believe in, we never really want to see it, you know, the wrong side of percentages when it comes to being too heavy in any one stock. Steve, do you have an opinion on what's the right amount of company stock to have?
Yeah, that's a good point, Millie. And one of the reasons we usually will throw up a red flag for an individual, as you pointed out, even if when it is an extremely well-run company and the stock values are going up significantly, the thing to keep in mind is that your retirement is through your company, your paychecks are through your company. So we always suggest that when you're looking at within a match, within your retirement plan, or even an employee stock ownership, to have no more than 10 to 20% of that company stock within your retirement investment plan through your employer. 10 to 20% maximum probably would lean more on 10% more times than not, but that is very, very important for what we were talking about a few minutes ago, that overall investment diversification.
Right. And again, when the stock's going up, you're feeling like, well, I can't go wrong.
Right.
We have an acronym for that. It's called Enron. Look up Enron if you weren't alive during those times.
Very, very, very true.
We really don't want to risk your whole retirement on one company's stock. So when we talk about, we spoke about this again recently about not putting money into your 401k. Back in 2008, we saw a lot of companies, even locally, hold back and say, we're not going to add to plans. And we saw people actually say, well, if they're not contributing to my plan or matching my plan, I'm not going to contribute. So the first thing we always like to point out is you're literally saying, I don't want free money when your employer offers a contribution. But even if they're not, this is the one thing we scratch our head about. Steve, I mean, why would someone not put money into their own plan?
Well, that's very, very true, because in reality, if you are not putting money away for your own retirement in today's environment, nobody else is doing it for you either. So it is extremely important to put dollars away, regardless of there is a match. But if there is a match, as you pointed out, you definitely want to be putting away at least the percentage that they are going to match, because that's the free no-brainer money from our perspective.
And finally, I mean, what about people just trying to invest on their own? This is their retirement, and they just go out there and think they can put together their own portfolios. Is that a good idea?
Well, you know, for some people, they enjoy that, and they can do a decent job of it. But many times it ends up, as their bucket of money starts growing, they start second-guessing themselves. Maybe their spouse is starting to question what's going on. So as in most professions, we're going to suggest more times than not that you work with a professional that's help guiding you along through that process. So you have that outside input, because that's important.
Well, and I think, as you said, a spouse, that's very important outside input. And sometimes we see the other one's not as comfortable as the other spouse.
Exactly.
So that's definitely something you should be looking at.
Needs to be a team effort there.
Exactly. Well, we do want to ask our Klaus question. Quiz question of the week. So you listeners out there, you're going to be calling this number today, 815-877-8440. That's Klaus Financial. And the question today is, in an adequately diversified portfolio, you should have no more than what percentage of your total portfolio in a single company stock? So we're looking at what percentage should be only in a single company stock. So please call 815-877-8440. First person that calls with the correct answer today will win a $25 gift card to Best Buy. So just finishing up here today, Steve, can you talk about a little bit about what we do as far as being a quarterback? As a client walks in the door, what can we do for them?
Yes, what we're looking at for our role is that when we're helping people accumulate for retirement, there's a lot of things that are involved over and above just investing dollars for accumulating. It's a matter of what you're trying to do objectively is to recreate your paychecks for the rest of your life once you no longer are receiving those monthly checks. And while Social Security, and for some companies, some people, they may have pensions, the vast majority of individuals have to accumulate a big bucket of money for them to continue to live on for the rest of their lives. And obviously the main concern there for most people is, I don't want to outlive my money and run out. So it is a complex variable process that doesn't just happen by accident. That's also where we feel it's extremely important to have that retirement professional to help guide you through not only the planning, but also the implementation of the plan. And that's really what we do, is acting as a quarterback and coach. Coach is helping you create the plan, and the quarterback is helping you to implement it.
Yeah, and all of those categories are important as people are looking at, obviously, investment choices, taxes, also insurance and estate planning decisions. Those are really crucial to that overall plan, because you get one of those things wrong, it might not be how you planned it. So, well, thanks, Steve, for being here today. It's been a great day here with Klaus Financial. Did you have anything to add, Steve?
No, I think the other main thing is for everybody to just review your plans on an annual basis and stay true to your strategy and not panic with what you may or may not see in the markets or in the media, especially with 24/7 access to anything and everything nowadays. Again, have a great week, and we will see you next week. Thanks again for participating as well, Malia.
Thanks, Steve.
Is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.